by a 17-7 win over Reese, who Lakers just lost to. And then they come back with a massive win over the Vassar Vulcans, 55-0 just last week. Now, Lakers beat them Vassar 58-0. So if we compare some of these scores here so far, so Lakers were 38-7 win over Carroll.
You bet Bad X was 36-0
win over
Carroll.
Do these teams compare on paper statistic? The numbers are looking pretty darn close.
They are. I mean, these two teams, look at how the seasons have gone. They basically flip-flop. Lakers started out 3-game winning streak. They kind of came to a halt in game four. Bad X, they got just punched in the mouth game one. They're on a 3-game winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
But you look at the stats, and these two teams, their offenses couldn't put up points, and their defenses, they can stop you if they want to stop you. So these two teams are very evenly matched.
11 minutes, 30 seconds away. The Bad Axe players are on the field. The Lakers have just finished up with their parents' night. They're still not back in the field, but they were out earlier, just about maybe 45 minutes or so ago. Key players for Bad Axe: quarterback Vinny Blackstock.
A third-year quarterback,
yeah,
for the Hatchets in this. Obviously under Polkley first year, but he is the engine that makes this offense run.
Right.
That he is the prototypical dual-threat quarterback. He can hold on the ball. He can run it down the field. He can also let it go, and he can throw it. You know, we have Jensen Emmerich. We have Micah Gordon. He has some weapons in that passing game, and he can get them the ball.
Andrew Parteka, and a running back, Micah Gordon, Griffin Meinhold, Kurt Snaffer, Vinny Blackstock, though. Let's focus on that kid a little bit, because I'll tell you what a talent.
Absolutely.
He really is. We've watched him now for 3 years play out there, number 12. We're watching right now as the Hatchets warm up, and coming out of the shotgun, I've watched Vinny Blackstock run the ball the last three plays. Three plays ago, it was a pass to the end zone. The last two plays that they practice, Vinny's running the ball.
Yep.
And the rest of the backfield is out blocking for him. They're running wide. So,
and this Vinny, he can tuck it and run, but he also, him and Micah Gordon, those two have a connection. Vinny could probably turn around and throw it up in the air. He knows exactly where Micah is going to be, and those two are a connection that Lakers is going to have a problem with tonight.
So that's Micah Gordon, number 15, the wide receiver for the Hatchets. We're 10 minutes away from game time here at Laker Field. We've got more sponsors that we'd like to thank for bringing you tonight's broadcast. We will be on the air at right about 7 o'clock. And we did get a little bit of a late start here,
yep,
with our pregame. So we're just kind of shooting through everything that we have. And we'd like to cover for you before our game starts. So Kurt Damrow along with Steven Kaczynski, 9 minutes, 36 seconds away from the battle of the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM Sports, WLEW.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on Sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's Sure.org/Senior Living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's Sure.org/Senior Living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Welcome back to Laker Field, 5 minutes and 30 seconds away from game time. And what a game we have tonight with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Both teams super tough, 3-1 records, and this is the game everybody's trying to get tickets to, Stephen. We got tickets.
This, I tell you what, we have a front row seat to what is going to be one heck of a game. You know, I'm excited, like we said earlier, no matter, obviously these teams, both 3-1, but no matter what, these teams come into, no matter what the storylines are for the season, every single year these two teams come in and it is a brawl every single year.
Throw the current record up until game time out the window, no matter what, you're going to have a great game. Now, we just had the coin toss with our team captains out here. It looked like a WWF wrestling match. These guys met at the 50-yard line, 78 Blake Smithers and number 44 Carson After. The Lakers did win the coin toss, and they did defer. They will defend the East End and kick off to the Bad Axe Hatchets. Tonight, our officials are John Turner, Keith Woods, Zachary Eagley, Christopher Wilson, and Lewis Cummings. So we'll pass that back over to our tower announcer, Principal John B. Good, as we're 4 minutes away from game time. We want to cover something real quick here, guys, so make sure you're listening to us because we're going to tell you how to watch the broadcast and listen to it. You can listen to 102.1 FM. You're going to hear Stephen and I do all the play-by-play. We're not sure if we're wired into the Pixalot system, but you can do both. Listen to us on the radio and watch the Pixalot. So this is the new NFHSNet Network, the National Federation of High School Sports. This is a state-of-the-art camera system that does not need an operator. It's programmed to follow the game. There is a large, high-tech, military-grade camera system that has been installed on the tower at Laker Field that we are now on the air with both WLAW and the NFHS Pixalot system. So you can do both, and we had a lot of families that could not get tickets tonight, so we want to share that with you so you get to enjoy both, and hopefully you enjoy our broadcast also.
And, you know, talking to the athletic director about this system, like you said, this camera is self-learning. So he can program it, say, hey, you're watching football. The camera lens will actually look for the dimensions of the football, and it will follow the football back and forth. So, like I said, there's going to be no operator. Turn it on. It's going to follow the football back and forth, and you should not miss a second of the action with this new lens.
This is based on some of the highest-tech military equipment, what we would call, being an Air Force veteran, an AGM, air-guided missile. It's all AGM system-type program. So it's self-learning. It's self-taught. It's got special technology. There are no operators, so don't get mad at the camera operator or the producer or the editor, because there are thousands of these things that are installed now across the United States, and this gives you the opportunity to see tonight's Lakers versus the Bad Axe Hatchets football game. And you can also go on to thumbnet.com.